This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In central Nigeria, violence between Christians and Muslims has caused tens of thousands of people to flee their homes. The Nigerian president, Olusegun Obasanjo, last week declared a state of emergency in the central plateau state. The estimated death toll from an attack there earlier this month ranges from 67 to perhaps 600 killed. Anna Borzello covers Nigeria for the BBC, and she joins us now from the city of Lagos. Anna, I understand you went to this region just after this attack that we mentioned. What did you see and what did you hear?
Well, I went to the town of Yelwa, which is a very remote market town in the south of Plateau State, and people there were describing how they were attacked by Christian militants who surrounded the town with bows and arrows, with machetes, apparently with guns as well, and they went from house to house trying to kill as many people as they could. And in fact, it seems that this particular attack was a reprisal attack for an attack by some Muslims on Christians living in Yelwa 2 months earlier, so it was part of a cycle of violence.
We're describing this as violence between Muslims and Christians, but as I understand it, it's not so much a question of religious animosity as it is a question of power and who controls land.
Well, it's actually a very complicated situation. Plateau State's in the middle belt of Nigeria, and there are a lot of ethnic groups there who consider themselves indigenous, and they also happen to be mainly Christian. Now, over the last 100 years, some people have migrated in from the north of the country. Those come from the Hausa and Fulani ethnic groups, and they tend to be predominantly Muslim. Now, they're basically conflicting over access to land, and it's really a conflict over who's a settler and who's indigenous to that community. But because they come from different religious groups, that's given it another aspect, and so it has very strong religious overtones as well, which sometimes are picked up and sometimes aren't picked up.
And this violence that started in central Nigeria is now spreading to other parts of the country as well.
Well, initially it did spread. What happened was the Muslims were killed in Yelwa, and then in the northern part of the country, in Kano State, which has a predominantly Muslim population, the imams there held a rally, and they basically said that they wanted the government to do something about their brothers in Plateau State being murdered. Unfortunately, a group of demonstrators sheared off, and they attacked the minority Christian population living in Kano. There were 2 days of riots. At least 37 people were killed, and there was a great deal of fear across the country that this could just be the beginning, which is why I think the president felt he had to act.
Well, there now is a state of emergency in the central plateau state, as we mentioned. A retired general's now in charge of the area. Does he have a plan, and does this seem to be something that might calm the tensions there?
It's really not very clear what he's going to do yet. So far, he's just had conversations with the main players in the area. He's gone round to visit the displaced. He's also called for people to bring in guns and said he'll pay for those guns up to June the 7th, after which he's going to take more firm action against anyone found with weapons. But he hasn't given an idea of what his long-term plan is.
And President Obasanjo has been in power for 5 years now, after a long period of military rule in Nigeria. Is this move to declare a state of emergency in Plateau seen as backsliding in some way?
Well, some people are certainly seeing it that way. They're saying that Nigeria has a very fragile, very nascent democracy. And by imposing a state of emergency, President Obasanjo, who actually used to be a military leader, is showing his true colours. And in fact, a lot of prominent lawyers in the country have spoken out, and they have said that the president's move is unconstitutional. And they're backed by people like the Nobel Literature Laureate, Wole Soyinka, who said he also feels that this is very dangerous to Nigeria's emerging democracy. So those fears are certainly in Nigeria at the moment.
Well, Anna Borzello, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Anna Borzello covers Nigeria for the BBC. She spoke with us from Lagos.